Let's return to our lead story now. And the Prime Minister's call for uranium sales to India, a reversal of Labor policy, setting the scene for a showdown at next month's ALP conference. The ALP has long resisted selling uranium to nuclear-armed India because of India's refusal to sign the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. But the Prime Minister now insists it's time for Labor to, quote, strengthen our connection with dynamic, democratic India. Julia Gillard outlines her argument in an opinion piece in today's Fairfax papers, saying any uranium sold to India would be for peaceful purposes with guarantees it would not be used for weapons. Later in the program, we'll be joined by Defence Minister Stephen Smith. But first, let's get some international reaction. Joseph Cirincione is the president of the Ploughshares Fund, a foundation focused on nuclear weapons policy. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Joseph, welcome back to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you very much for having me.
Joseph, what's your reaction to our Prime Minister Julia Gillard's call to lift this export ban on uranium sales to India?
Well, it's compounding a bad mistake that began when the U.S. Made such a deal with India back in 2008. The U.S. scrapped a 30-year ban on trade like this with India, hoping that it would lead to increased business between the United States and India. It did not, hoping that it would lead to nuclear technology sales from U.S. companies to India. It did not, and hoping that it would encourage India to become a greater part of the international nonproliferation community. It did not. What it did do was encourage India to expand its nuclear weapons program, which it did, and it's helping to fuel a nuclear arms race in the South Asian subcontinent. I don't think Australia selling uranium to India at this point is going to do much of anything besides make some money for Australian uranium miners.
Why did the US deal, though, encourage India to expand its nuclear weapons program? I thought the whole deal around the nuclear supplier agreement was that India had to make clear and welcome inspections to show that the uranium that came from America, and the same would be from Australia, was only used in its civilian nuclear energy. Program.
You're right. So the U.S. Congress passed this law scrapping the 30-year ban from selling technology, and then the U.S. lobbied the Nuclear Suppliers Group, which is the international network of countries that have nuclear technology and sell it, and got them to agree that this was an okay deal. This is why your prime minister is now going to proposing this arrangement with India itself. In the U.S. deal and in now the Australian deal, there's a similar phony guarantee. The idea that, well, we're going to separate the military uses from the civilian use. You can't really do that. Uranium is fungible. Uranium that you sell to India for use in civilian reactors frees up uranium to be used by India in military reactors to make military weapons. And India itself is the one that declares these reactors, these facilities will be civilian, these reactors, these facilities will be military. They allow inspectors to come into the civilian. They don't allow them to come into the military. It's really a distinction without a real difference.
But our Prime Minister makes the point that it doesn't make sense to sell uranium to China and not to India, which is an argument offered by many. Does she have a point? Sure, China has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and India has not, but does that mean much, really?
Well, there's two main differences, and that's one of them. China is part of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and therefore is allowed to get technology and to trade in nuclear technology. India is not. Pakistan is not. Israel is not. So there have been real bans on the sales of technology to those countries. For very good reason. It's to discourage countries from developing nuclear weapons. And now you're basically undermining the entire structure by saying, well, we don't really care. What we said in the past doesn't apply anymore. India is a special case. Well, of course, Pakistan is pushing for its own deal, and you see the ripples. China is now saying that it's going to sell nuclear reactors to Pakistan. It's judging that it can make the same kind of deal with Pakistan that Australia or the U.S. are trying to make with India. It undermines the restraints, and it's particularly bad for South Asia. There is a real nuclear arms race going on in that subcontinent. Pakistan is making nuclear weapons faster than any country on Earth, and India's pressing to keep up.
Is the NPT, though, ineffective now? I mean, following this logic, for instance, Iran is a signatory to the NPT. We should be allowed to sell uranium to Iran.
The NPT is probably the most successful security pact in history. Almost every country of the world belongs to this, and most of them agree with what the treaty says and are following it. Most countries in the world, including Australia, do not have nuclear weapons and have agreed not to have nuclear weapons. But you remember, before the NPT, Australia did have a nuclear weapons program under consideration, as did 20 or 30 other countries. The NPT isn't perfect, but it's done a remarkable job in dissuading countries from developing nuclear weapons and providing the international legal and diplomatic framework that encourages countries to give up programs or not pursue them in the first place. In fact, more countries have given up weapons or programs in the last 20 years than have tried to acquire them. We're working on those few hard cases right now,
okay,
particularly Iran.
So just very briefly, I mean, the simple question is, can uranium be sold peacefully?
Oh, of course. There's an international commerce in uranium. There are 400 nuclear reactors in the world that require uranium for fuel. Of course you can do it peacefully. You just don't want to encourage nuclear weapons while you're encouraging nuclear power.
Joseph Cirincione, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Fran.
Joseph Cirincione is the president of the Nuclear Weapons Policy Foundation, the Plowshares Fund, joining us there from Washington, D.C.